Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Hey, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots, the fourth of a series of four blot of Agadah to Gemara, right in the beginning of Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Zok to Gemara, Yoy Meid Toraf Be'egel Simen. Gufo, Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Maidichsiv, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoyim Lasoyson. Says the Gemara, Hayoyim Lasoyson, V'loy L'macha Lasoyson. The mitzvahs and the Torah was given for a person to observe today, but not tomorrow. Today meaning Olam Hazeh, not tomorrow meaning in Olam Haba, it's going to be too late for a person to do mitzvahs. Additionally, Hayoyim Lasoyson, the emphasis is today you do, V'loy Hayoyim Lital Scharon, but today is not the time to get schar, all schar is going to be in Olam Haba. In this world, you could do, and in this world, all you can do is do. In the next world, there's nothing to do anymore. But in the next world, you're not going to have to do. In the next world, you're going to get schar for everything that you did in Olam Hazeh. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol mitzvos sheyisrael oisim Olam Hazeh. All mitzvos that a person does in Olam Hazeh. Boyisum idos oisim Olam Hazeh. Are going to testify on his behalf in Olam Hazeh. Shenema yitnu eidei en v'yitztaku. Yishmu v'yomru emes. Yitnu eidei en v'yitztaku. Elu yisrael. Yishmu v'yomru emes. Elu oivdei kechavim. This is Rabbi Shua ben Levi's memra that we had already in the beginning of the Masechta and Dabezim and Aleph. Who darshan from the pasuk yitnu eidei en v'yitztaku. It's referring to the mitzvahs that a person does, the mitzvahs asay, the mitzvahs lois asay, they themselves are going to be made on behalf of the person in Olam Haba. Marsha says that it doesn't mean the mitzvah itself, but rather what it means is the davar ruchni, the malach that's created when a person does a mitzvah, that malach is going to testify on behalf of the person in Olam Haba. A third member from Mishua Malevi. I'm Mishua Malevi. Call mitzvah Shri Yisrael Oysom Olam Hazeh. All mitzvahs that a person does in Olam Hazeh. Boyis v'torfos oysom la'oivdei keichavim la'olam haba al peneim. So the mitzvahs that a person does in Olam Hazeh, one day, are going to punish the Rishon. So what's going to punish the Rishon in Olam Haba? The mitzvah that a person does will go and it will punish. The mashal, by the way, on this Gemara speaks out the same Yisayit. Doesn't mean the mitzvah, Shabbos, is going to hit the Oivdei Kechavim. It means the malach that's created when a person keeps Shabbos, that malach is an organism. It will go and it will punish the Rishoyim, Shenemar, Uchmartem, Vasisem, Kihichach, Maschem, Uvinaschem, Le'enei Ha'amim. We all know the pasuk. Neged Ha'amim, Le'enemar. It doesn't say that the Torah is Chachmaschem, Uvinaschem, Neged Ha'amim. Elo Le'enei Ha'amim. As if to say, literally in the eyes of the nations, Melamed Shabbos, Vetorfos, La'ovdei Kechavim, Al Pineyem, La'ovim Abba. And a fourth memra from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Vom Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lo'yosu Yisrael, Es Ha'egel, Elo Litain, Pischem, Pele, Balei. And this Gemara is a classic. The reason the Yidden worshipped the Egel, the reason they were nichshol in such a terrible chet, such a short time after Matan Torah, was litein pischein pele balei tshuva. It was so that when a person at some future time wants to do tshuva, and he's going to ask himself, who am I to do tshuva? Take a look at what the Yidden did. The Yidden, right after Maimon Har Sinai, after they saw the Nisim and the Flois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they worshipped the Egel, and still, when they did tshuva, Hashem accepted their tshuva. So there's no way in the world that you could be any worse than that. Shenemar, how do you know that? Because the pasuk says, "Mi yitein v'hoi levavim zeh lehem le'yiroisi kol hayamim." Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said about Klal Yisrael, right after they accepted the Torah, that halavai, the Yidden will remain on this madrega of Yir HaShemayim forever. So you see, they were on such an unbelievable level of Yir HaShemayim. If so, how was it possible that they were able to come and be nichshol in such a terrible avera of the Chet HaEgel, the Teretz, is that it wasn't really something they should have done. What exactly does that mean? So we'll see that in a moment. But Zakti Gemara behind the Dom Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shem Yechon, David Roy Lo Yisei Maisa, Filo Yisrael Roy Lo Yisei Maisa, David HaMelech wasn't really Ra'oi. He should have never done the Avera that he did, of course, referring to the Maisa of Batsheva, and nor Yachiti, nor Kla Yisrael, should they have ever sinned with the Chet HaEgel. Lo David Roy Lo Yisei Maisa. How do we know that David HaMelech really should never have sinned with Batsheva Tichsib? Because the pasuk says, V'libi Chalo B'Kirbi. David HaMelech described himself as being somehow putter from his Yetzirah. So here David HaMelech says, Libi Chol B'Kirbi, and then David HaMelech does an Avera, Ishish, with Batsheva. The Teretz says, it must be Loi David Roy, Loi Si HaMaisa. There was some divine intervention that caused David HaMelech to do this Avera. For Loi Yisrael, Ruin Loi Si HaMaisa. How do you know that the Yidden weren't really Shayach to the Chet HaEgel? It's the pasuk we just mentioned. So if that's the case, why did David HaMelech, yeah, do the Avera with Batsheva? Why did Klal Yisrael, yeah, sin with with the chet ha'egel, lo imelucha, to teach us an important lesson. Shemchata yachid, if a yachid's ever going to do an avera, and he's going to want to do tshuva, and he's going to feel that maybe he's distant from being able to do tshuva, we tell him, yachid. Look at another yachid. Look at David HaMelech. Look at what he did. His tshuva was accepted, so you could also do tshuva. Vimchatu tzibra, and if it's going to be a tzibra that's going to do an avera, and they're going to feel miyuyish, how could we come to do tshuva? We tell them, take a look at the tzibra, look at Klai Yisrael, they did such a terrible avera with the chet ha'egel, they did tshuva, and their tshuva was accepted. Says the Gemara, why did Hashem need the yachid David and the tzibra Klai Yisrael to sin, seemingly shaloi kederach hateva, out of character, to teach a lesson? Wouldn't one have been enough? David HaMelech could have done the avera, and he would have taught us a lesson for tshuva. Or the Bnei Yisrael could have done the avera with the chet ha'egel, and would have taught us a lesson of tshuva. Says the Gemara v'tzricha, we needed the lesson to be taught by a yachid, and we needed the lesson to be taught by a tzibur. Yes, we need a yachid, because had we only had it by a yachid, David HaMelech, I would have thought mishum dolim mefarsim chete, because a yachid's avera at the end of the day is not so mefarsim. And being that it's not so mefarsim, so I would say, okay, yachid does an avera, no matter how horrible the avera would seem to be, still he could do tshuva. Thus, an important lesson lita in pischa in pele bali tshuva. But when a tzibur does an avera, where it's much more public, there you would have thought maybe it's different. Yes, because at the end of the day, a tzibur has a schus harabim. So a tzibur, despite the fact that the avera qualitatively is worse, but at the same time they have the schus of the tzibur. Aval yachid alay yachid, who doesn't have that schus, I would have thought that maybe his tshuva would not be accepted. Tzricha says the Gemara, that's why we need it. And Gemara concludes this discussion with another well-known Gemara, and this is where Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, when he said the name Rabbi Yonasan, what does it mean that David HaMelech, David ben Yishai, was hukam al, he established al? What is al? Says the Gemara, Noam David ben Yishai, Shehekim Oila Shel Tshuva, that he established, he taught us such a valuable lesson, such an important lesson in Tshuva, that it doesn't matter how terrible the Avera would seem to be, and how low a person temporarily falls, he can always pick himself back up by doing tshuva. And not only will his tshuva be accepted, but he can become David HaMelech. David HaMelech, who's one of the Ishpizim, one of the Royim, David HaMelech, who goes down as one of the greatest people to ever live, is David HaMelech with the chet of Batsheva on his resume. And it's not a stira. And that's an important lesson for all of us to know, that it doesn't matter what a person does, litei pischim bele balei tshuva, that if a person's going to say, how could I do tshuva? How could I? Okay, I could do tshuva, but I'm going to reach these unbelievable madrigas. Take a look at David HaMelech, and that's going to be the lima. Now, obviously, this Gemara is something that's einoy oimer eladir shuni. Mipasha, you learn the Gemara, it sounds like that really David HaMelech would have never done the aver. Really, Klai Yisrael would have never done the Avera, but there was divine intervention. We're getting there. But there was divine intervention where Hashem intervened and got David HaMelech to do something that really he wasn't shaykh to do, and that's certainly Pashrim Shan in the Gemara. And if you take a look at Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Dloy Osu Yisrael Eso Ego, Tafdalon Amid Beis, Kloimar, Giboyrin the Shlitim Be Yitzrom Hoyo. Rashi is referring to the Bnei Yisrael who worshipped the Ego. They were really Giboyrin. And they were people that had overcome, they could have overcome the Yetzirah, for lo yihayu ru'uyim lehiskabe Yitzram Alei. And really, the Yetzirah had no business getting the better of them. Ela, gzeiras melech ha'isa. It was like a gzeiras ha'kasa. Lish lo'itbam, kidei litein pischein pele ba'le tshuva. Shem yoymer ha'choyte lo'y ashuv. Because if there's ever going to be a choyte, he was going to say, I'm not going to do tshuva. Shaloye kableini, because I know my tshuva will never be accepted. Oymer we tell him, tseyu l'mad mi ma'isa ha'egel, shek. Kipru v'neskablu b'tshuva. You see that their tshuva was accepted. So Pashup Shad, it sounds like from Rashi. Rashi's learning the Gemara. It's saying that literally, David HaMelech would have never done the Avera. He was a Gibar, he was a Shoyal Tal Yitzra, like the Gemara says, V'libo chal b'kirbi. And Klai saw the same thing as related to the Chet Ha'egel. Still, they were somehow coerced into doing something that al pidera chateva they should not have done. And the reason was, Litein Pisachim Pele Bali Tshuva. The Marsha adds a Tosefes Bir on the Gemara. He says that really, every time a person is faced with a challenge, he needs his Siyata Deshmaya, he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him overcome his Yetzer Hara, because no person on his own is able to. So usually a person has Siyata Dishmaya. What happened was Hashem took away that Siyata Dishmaya. Memela David HaMelech fell. Memela Klal Yisrael fell. So the gather of how it happened was, is they were faced with the Nisayon, which ordinarily they would have been able to overcome, but Hashem didn't want them to overcome it. So whereas ordinarily he would have given them the assistance that they needed to overcome the Yetzer, Hashem to the contrary, he was misalik that siyata d'shmaya, and be misalik that siyata d'shmaya. That's how they came to do the aver. It's interesting, who's the one that said that Maidich Siv Nu'um David Ben Yishai Nu'um Agever Hukam Ol Nu'um David Ben Yishai Shehekim Oilu Shal Tshuva? It's Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Rabbi Yonis, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Rabbi Yonis, and there's the same man Omar in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Vav Amar Alef that says Kolayim David Chata in Eyalataya. It's the same Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and it's in the same name of the same Rabbi Yonis, and it's Lashita Sayu that they held that Kolayim David Chata in Eyalataya. Then the Gemara says, how's it possible? So the Gemara says that the Chet of Batsheva wasn't a real Chet, because David get Krisus Kaisav Lishna. And the chet of Uriachiti wasn't a chet, my time of Meir B'malchus Hava. But Lashita Sayu here with a little bit of a different spin. But the point is, Kalaimir David Chata, Eniel Atay, there's no way David HaMelech would have ever come to this Aveir. To the contrary, he was Libin Chol B'Kirbi. He gave a get, there was Meir B'malchus, but even more than that, there was a certain histalkus of Siyata Deshmaya that happened, and it was all with a cheshbin litein pischein peh lebalei tshuva. There's a fascinating piece above my pay grade, right? But there's a fascinating piece from the Rebbe of Meilach and Noam Elimelech in the end of Parshas Nosai. It's on the pasuk with the bnei kosloi nosan ki bekesef yusol. And this is something that became well known. Rabbi Mr. Weinberger spoke about this, and we're the Noam Elimelech discusses a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that why was it that the Malchus of David HaMelech had a Hemshach? All the Melachim, Malchus Beis David, Mashiach, all come from David HaMelech. Whereas the Malchus of Shaul didn't have a Hemshach. Says the Gemara, the reason is because Shaul HaMelech didn't have a Kupa Shal Shratzim. He was perfect. And because he was perfect, it's for that reason that his Malchus didn't have a Hemshach. David HaMelech, who on some level was imperfect, it's for that reason that his Malchus did have a Hemshach. Now, Pashup Shad, in the Gemara, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that it's referring to the Yichus of David versus the Yichus of Shaul. Shaul HaMelech came from pristine Yichus. David HaMelech came from questionable Yichus. Rusa Mayaviyah, Mayaviyah, Veloy Mayaviyah. So David came from questionable Yichus. Hashem didn't want someone with perfect Yichus to be the Melech. And the reason is because it could bring the day Gaiva. David HaMelech, who came from questionable Yichus, so we don't have to be worried about Gaiva. So the Kupa Shal Shrotzim that David HaMelech had was the imperfect Yichus. The Kupa Shal Shrotzim that Shaul HaMelech didn't have was that he came from perfect Yichus. But the Rebbe of Meilach, in a fascinating piece, says a different beer. He says the pshat in the Gemara is that Shaul HaMelech didn't have a Kupa Shal Shrotzim because Shaul HaMelech, Chazal say, was Mishichmoy V'Meilach Gavoya Mikala. And it means not just physically, although he was probably a man of great stature physically, but it means spiritually as well. He was Gavoya Mikala. He was perfect. And that's the tiefkeit in the Gemara, that Shalai Nimtza by Shum Doifi, he didn't have a Kupa Shal Shrotzim, that he was perfect. He was so perfect that he was actually too perfect to be a Melech. And the Rebbe of Meilach says the reason is because in order for a tzaddik to be able to be mashpia on his am, on his folk, he has to be able to connect to them. And if somebody is so perfect, how is he going to be able to connect to a nefesh achaitas, to a sinner? So what's going to be if a chayte comes to the Rebbe and he tells the Rebbe about his kupa shal shrotzim and his pekel and the things that he's done? If the Rebbe can't connect to him because he's too perfect, there's no way he's going to be able to be a tzinor, to be mashpia brachis and hatova onto this person. In order for there to be hashpois via the tzaddik, there has to be a connection on a very deep level. And he says, Shaul HaMelech was so perfect, it was impossible for him to connect to the Nefesh HaChitas, and it's for that reason Shaul HaMelech was not fit to be king. The Rebbe of Meilach says that's the beer in G'day L'Averi L'Shma, that sometimes Hashem is Mesaviv Tzadikim to do Averis, albeit L'Shma. He says, what do you need it for? Why is it so important to do an Averi L'Shma? What's wrong with doing a mitzvah? Why does it have to be an Averi L'Shma? Because there has to be some taruvos of Averi inside the Nefesh of the Tzadik in order for him to be able to connect, to latch himself on to the Rasha, so that he'll be able to mashpia afilu on the nefesh achitas. And so that's the tifkeit in that Gemara. That David HaMelech wasn't so perfect, and as a result, he was right to be Melech. Because he would be able to connect not only to the tzaddikim, and not only the mitzuyonim, and not only the great people, but he was someone that would be able to connect to every single member in Klal Yisrael. Where Shaul HaMelech, he didn't have this kupa shel shratzim. He was perfect. He was great. He was mishichmai v'mayla gavaya mikalam. But at the same time, to be king for the masses, for everybody, to be every single yid in Klal Yisrael's manik, for that already, he wasn't right. Again, above our pay grade, but Ayin Sham in Noyam Elimelech in the end of Parshas Nasi. Zok to Gemara Vaytivan, Rabbi Shulman Achmini, Rabbi Yonason, Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas, Bo'ilam Azeh, any person that does, even one mitzvah in Oilam Azeh, Mikad Masoi V'Hilechas Lofan of Lo'ilam Abba, that mitzvah in Oilam Abba is going to lead him into Oilam Abba. It's going to show him the way. Shenem Avahalach L'fanecho Tzidkechuch V'Yid Hashem Yasvech V'Choloi V'Aveir Achas. And if someone that does an Aveiro, Melafaftoi U'Melichtei Lo'im Adin, it's going to take the person, it's going to yank him into the Yom Adin, Shenemar, Yilof Soy Orchos, Dorch, Blezai Mekshur Beke Kelov, that very that a person does in Oilam Hazeh, not only will it latch itself onto him in Oilam Haba and schlep him by the lapels, but it's actually be kosher to him like a Kelev, Ayin Ben Marsha, Shenemar, Veloi Shama Eileh, Lishkoi Vetzla, Liyo Yisima, Lishkoi Vetzla, Oilam Hazeh, Liyo Yisima, Oilam Haba, Yosef HaTzadik didn't want to do the Aveira with Eishes Paitivar, because he understood that if he's going to do the Aveira, it's going to be Lishkoi Vetzla and Liyo Yisima. He's going to be with her in this world. That's the taiva. But it's going to be Liyay Sima Ba'ilam Abba. It was something that would be with him forever. And it's for that reason he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Marsha in this Gemara, again, Lashitas, he says the same thing. What does it mean the mitzvah is going to lead a person into Ilam Abba? Or that Vera is going to lead a person into Gehenim? It means the Dava Ruchni, the Malach that's created when a person does a mitzvah. There's this spiritual being that's created. And these beings are going to play a big role in Shemayim. And they're literally the ones that lead a person. And then the Marsha also says that look at the subtlety in the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's just going to pave the road. It's going to show the person, make a left here, right there, yashar, yashar, adasof. You're going to see Olam Haba. That's where it is. You don't need more than that because you tell a person where Olam Haba is, he's going to go. But when it comes to the Aveira, they're ready. The person doesn't want to go. Whatever that means, but it sounds like it chaps the guy as I shine the height. It's going to have to yank him there because if you don't literally pick the guy up and bring him in, no one's going. So you see the subtlety, the Lashon HaGemara, either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter, another classic. Amar Ish Lakish, but you've been nachzik toiv al Aviseinu. We have to be makir toiv la Aviseinu. Which Aviseinu? Rashi says, lo oisei ha'egel, she'o molei hei, because we're not for the fact that the Yidden sinned by the Chet HaEgel, anu loy banu la'olam. We'd never be born. Shenemar, ani amarti elikim atem uvnei elyon kolchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that after the Yidden accepted the Torah, they were like malachim, uvnei elyon kolchem. Chibaltem asechem. However, the Yidden did have eras, and as a result, the pasuk continues, achim kadem temutzan. That's why you're going to die. In other words, Rish Lakish held that were it not for the fact that Klal Yisrael sinned by the Chet HaEgel, nobody would die. And if nobody would die, nobody would be born. So if nobody would be born, Reish Lakish said, back in the envelope arithmetic, we wouldn't be here today. So bo v'nachzik toiv l'aviseinu, we have to be makir toiv l'aviseinu for the Chet HaEgel, because were it not for them, they would have been like Malach. And Rashi says, shahayu k'malach v'lo yelidu banim, they wouldn't have had children. If they wouldn't have had children, we wouldn't be here today. So in an ironic way, says Reish Lakish, let's be makir toiv. Yeah, the Chet HaEgel, we talk about all the terrible things that happened, but no, Reish Lakish said, we wouldn't be here were it not for the Chet HaEgel. Zok to Gemara, lememer, do you mean to say, d'iloi chotu lehavi moldi? I mean, that's what Reish Lakish said, that were it not for the fact that the Yidden sinned, they would have never had children. It says in the Torah, Pru, it's a mitzvah say they rise. So how could you say that the Yidden, when they stood at Har Sinai, and they were mekabel the Torah, at that moment, had everything been perfect, there'd be no mitzvah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Ruvu. So how can you tell me there wouldn't have been the very first mitzvah in the Torah? Zok de Gemara, at Sinai. It means up until Sinai. Purvu would not have been relevant from Sinai 4. But the Gemara says, B'Sinai Nami Ksiv, by Sinai it says, right after Maimed HaSinai Lecha, Mor Lehem, Shuvu Lechem Lo Yolechem. Moshe tells the Yidden, go back to your tents. They had to be Pirish from their wives for 3 days before Har Sinai, but now you don't have to be Pirish anymore. Now you can go back to your wives. So what do you see? There was a concept of Purvu. The Gemara, L'Sim Chasayna. It didn't mean the mitzvah Piri Verivya. It meant the mitzvah of Aina. By the way, the place can bring a raya from here that you see that there's a chi of Aina even when there's no Purvu. So for example, a woman that's a mubera, she's pregnant, or she's a meinekes, so it's not possible for her to bear a child at that given moment. Is there a mitzvah vayna, or is there not a mitzvah vayna? So of course there is, but this Gemara is a makar, that you see the Gemara held that even on the tzad, that it wouldn't have been shayich, prur vu, but mitzvah zayna, there still would have been. V'aksib, but the Gemara says, l'man yitav lehem v'levneyem, Pasuk talks about children that were going to be born. It means the children they already had. That's what those brachas are referring to. But the Gemara says, v'amir eish lachish, maitach says, ef David al-tas adam, v'chi sefer hoyaloy la'adam arishayin, did adam arishayin have a sefer, malam et shayaloy kodesh baruch, la'adam arishayin dar v'chacham of dar upar nasasa, because baruch hu showed adam arishayin what was going to come. When he came to Darish Rabbi Akiva, Samach b'Teirasoi v'Nesatzei v'Misasoi, Adam Arishoin, he was very happy. He was besimcha when he saw the Teir Rabbi Akiva, but then he was depressed. He felt terrible. He says, "This is going to be the end of Rabbi Akiva." Amar, he said, "V'li mayakru reyecha kel, reyecha miloshin rayon." Mayakru reyecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your machshav is, I can't fathom it. It's above me. How could you understand? Zu Torah v'zu schara of Rabbi Akiva. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak also said, Eivin David Ba'ach Yichum v'shama yishebe gov, Shenema ki loy loylam ariv, V'loy lo netzach ektoiv, Ki ruach mofana yatoiv, V'neshama yisani yosisi. So apparently there's a chamber in Shemayim, it's called Guf. And Mashiach's not going to come. So two kashas. Number one, Adam Arishan already saw dar v'darsh. So you see that people were going to be born. There were going to be future generations. Not like Rish Lakish thought that we're not for the Chet Ego. Anu leibanu leilam. Number one, and number two, it says Mashiach's not going to come. Ad sheyichu neshama shabegufs. And people have to be born because people aren't born, Mashiach can't come. Zok de Gemara. So you have to say loy tema anu leibanu leilam. Aval Rish Lakish understood that even had the Yidden not sinned by the Chet Ego, the people would still procreate. And despite the fact that it says, Ani amarti elikim atem uvnei elyon kulchem, that Yidden were going to be like Malachim. It doesn't mean they weren't going to give birth to children. They were going to give birth to children. So what do you mean boyu v'nachzik toiv? What it means is it's kemish loy banu loyal. It meant to say that there would be no death. Nobody would die. So if nobody would die, even though people would be born, but we'd still have our Elta Zedas alive. And Rashi says, we would pale in comparison because you'd have the Yerida Sadairis. We would be Chashuv because you have all the Friya Digadairis. And today it's possible for a person to be Chashuv because even though there's the Yerida Sadairis, but the Friya Digadairis, they live in Shinish. But if you would have all the Friya Digadairis, so we would not be Leibal Olam, but we would be Kemish Leibal Olam. Rashi's lashon is Ein Anu Chashuv and Klum. We wouldn't be Chashuv. So that's why we have to be Machzik Toiv to the Dair Hamidbar for the fact that they sinned by the Chet HaEgel. Because they sinned by the Chet HaEgel, they died. Oh, now that they died, so we're Episasach. We're a little bit Chashuv because otherwise we wouldn't be Chashuv. But the Gemara says, Amen, Delay Chatele Havi Mice. Okay, so we tweaked Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish didn't mean that we're not for the Chet HaEgel, nobody would be born. People would be born. What he meant to say is we're not for the Chet, nobody would die. I mean that nobody would die, even though we're born. It would be as if we're not here. But the Gemara said, "Parshas Yevamis, who parshas Nachlois? What about Tom Sachtas Yevamis and Yesh Noichlin Amishemis? All those sugis and shas, Terushim Iksav, Terushim Alpeh, Lomdis. What would be with all of that? If nobody would die, what do you need those parshas?" Says the Gemara Al Tanai. When they were given Al Tanai. If the Yidden are not going to sin, those parshas will be relevant. Otherwise, they won't be. But the Gemara says, "Miksi v'kroy Al Tanai." Does the Torah give parshas Al Tanai? The Gemara says, "In." Avoy Dizar Daf Gimel Amen Aleph. Tachiyam Rabbi Shimon. Should have said Yom Shishi. What's Hashishi? Malam Chisak Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Bereishis Va'amar. Im Mekabu Yisrael Asatayra Mutav Then Lav Achzer Eschem L'Soyu V'Vayu. Either way, this is Rish Lakish as Yisoid. Rish Lakish said, "Bo V'Nachzik Toivel Aviseinu," because we're not for the Chet HaEgel. There'd be no death in the world. If nobody would die, all the previous generations would still be alive. If they would be alive, we wouldn't be Chashuv. So thus, in a funny way, seeing the silver lining, Rish Lakish said, we have to be machzik toy. But the yusayid of Rish Lakish was that we're not for the chet ha'egel, there'd be no misa in the world. Fake the Gemara, is that so? Misve. I'll ask you a kasha. The pasuk says, mi yitain v'hoi levavim zeloheh. Levatel mehem malach ha'movis, Hashem said he efshar. I can't be mevatel the malach ha'movis. This is by Maimon Har Sinai. Shekvar nigzer o'gzeira. Because after Adam Rishon ate from Eitz Hadas, it was nigzer gzeira that a person will have to at some point die. So I can't be mevatel the malach ha'movis. Holy kiblu Yisrael es ha'teira elokadosh leitei uma v'loshin shalatas. Because Baruch Hu said was when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they were makabel the Torah. So Hashem's promising them hatava, do everything good, and no uma and loshin will have any shlita on you. But the bottom line is, you see that even after Har Sinai, before the Chet Ha'egel, there was going to be death in the world. And this is a brice. It's the kasha of Rish Lakish. It's true. You have a brice and not like Rish Lakish. There's another brice. Rish Lakish holds like the Tana of the other brice. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said in Mefurish that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, it was Nigzar at that point that the Malach HaMavis would not be Shoilet. Shinema, Anio, Marti, Elikim, Atem, Uvnei Elyon, Kulchem, Chibalten, Masech. However, the Yidin did Averis, and that's why now they're going to die. Bottom line is, it's a machlokes. There's a brisa this way, there's a brisa that way. Rish Lakish holds like the latter brisa, Yosi, who says that, yeah, had the Yidin not sinned with the Chet Ha'egel, there would have been no misa. The pasuk says, it sounds like that when the Yidin accepted the Torah, Hashem said, now, if everything stays status quo, the manitev lohem, I'm going to give you a lot of brachas. Sounds like toivah hu da'avil misa ika. Because if there's going to be no death, then the pasuk should be even sharper. Rabbi Yossi is going to say, keep it like a misa in l'chot toivah g'dayla mizun. No, when it says the manitev lohem, it means that there won't be death. Tanakama nami yoksev achin kadum tamusan. Tanakama that holds that there was going to be death. Doesn't the pasuk say that chibaltem maseichem, therefore achin kadum tamusan? That was Rish Lakish's makar. That was Rabbi Yossi's makar. How does the other Tana explain that? My misa anios. Death was always going to be on the table. Meaning there was never a tzad that a person wouldn't die. What does it mean that because of the Chet Ha'egel, Achein Ka'adam Tumusan, I thought anyways they were going to die. It doesn't mean death. What we're talking about is anios. There are things that, even though they in and of itself are not Misa, but they're Choshev K'misa. The Amar are Bach, Shuvim K'misa, and there are four people that are Choshev K'misa. Elohein, Ani, Suma, Umetzaira, Umishain Lebonim. Ani, how do you know an Ani is Choshev K'misa? Chsev K'misa, Kol Anoshim, Umaniu, Dasam Vavira. Hashem tells Moshe, it's safe to come back to Mitzrayim, because the people that want to kill you are dead. Now, who are those people? Dasav Avira. But the Gemara says, well, me Mesu, me Hava Hava, they're going to be around for a long time. Dasav Avira. So how could you say they died? Elish Yodim and Echseim. When it means that they lost their influence, you don't have to worry about them. They were the ones that were trying to get Paroi to kill Moshe. Mesu, in the sense that they're not influential anymore, and as a result, it's safe to come back. So you see that someone who loses his money, he's chashuv. Suma, how do you know he's chashuv? Machshakim, hoishivani, kimeisei olam. When a person's living in choshech, it's kimeisei olam. Mitzayra dechsev al nati kimeis. It says that by Miriam. Miriam was a mitzayra, and she was kimeis. Mishein leibanim dechsev, havali banim, v'imayin, mesa noichi. Rachel said that if you don't give me children, I'm going to be like a mesa. So you see that someone that's an ein leibanim is chashev kimeis. So that discussion of achen ka'adam tomusin, says the Gemara, is not a discussion of yeah, mesa, no mesa. Mesa was off the table. What it means is there are things that make a person chashev kimeis. The Yidden would not have even been chashev kimeis had they not sinned with the chet ha'egel, but he bowed. Therefore, ka'adam tamusim. Bottom line is, Rish Lakish said yisoid, and Rish Lakish's yisoid was that were it not for the chet ha'egel, a person would never die, and therefore we need to be makir toiv la'aviseinu for the fact that they worship the egel, because it's only because of the fact that they're not here anymore that we can feel good about ourselves. Because otherwise, we'd be nechshav kiklum, Rashi says. We'd be like nothing. Because compared to the previous dairies, we'd have nothing. So before we go weiter, three ha'aras. The first ha'ar. So the Gemara mentioned over here, Rabbi Akiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon dar v'darshav, dar v'chachamav, dar u'parnasasav. Kivin shegilu derish Rabbi Akiva. When he came to derish Rabbi Akiva, samach b'teirasoy, v'nes'atze v'misasoy. So Rabbi Akiva's death is something that appears many times in Shas or in our raid, Al Kol Panim. So just a little bit of the rest of the story. One ha'ara as it relates to the infamous Misa of Rabbi Akiva. So of course, the Gemara is in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Akiva was on death row. He was teaching Torah Barabim. The Romans had decreed that you're not allowed to teach Torah Barabim. He was on death row together with Pappas Ben Yehuda, Ashrecha, Akiva, Shenitfasta, Al Divrei Torah, Oiloi Lepappas, Shenitfas Al Dvarim Betelim, Vahadvarim Yeduim Amufer Sonim. Says the Gemara, this is what we need. B'shoshaytzi was Rabbi Akiva, the Hariga. When it came time to kill Rabbi Akiva, Zman Kriyashma Haya. It was Man Kriyashma. For you sarkin es besorei b'masrikei shal barzel. And the Romans, they were torturing him to death. For you mekabel all of O Malcha Shemaim. And as they're torturing him, he's being mekabel O Malcha Shemaim. What does that mean? He's saying Shema. Amru le Talmidav. Says Talmidim turned to Rabbi Akiva. They said, Rabbeinu, Adkan. It says, and I always wondered, when is the time going to come? Where I could be Mekayim. Until, as he said the word Echad, that's when Rabbi Akiva's neshama left his guf. The Gemara says that Malachi Ashari started tumbling. Zu Torah v'zu Schara. Rabbi Adam Arishan's question, Moshe Rabbeinu's question, Malachi Ashari's, and this Gemara is quoted as having had this. They don't understand. Zu Torah v'zu Schara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, it's true. But in Olam Haba, Rabbi Akiva's Olam Haba is going to be very, very lichtig. Yotze Sobaskov Amra Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva She'atom Mezumin L'chaye HaOlam Haba. The Ben Yoyada on this Gemara asks Akasha. He says that Rabbi Akiva was killed, Yotze Neshmasei Be'echad. And it sounds like as he's saying Shema, as he's being Mekabel, O Malchus Shemayim, he's having a conversation with his Talmidim. His Talmidim told him, Rabbi Adkan. So he told him, Kol Yomai Yisim Estar Amikruzeh. Now let me mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. It's afraid to Ben Yoyada. We heard this Gemara 1,000 times. And it sounds like as Rabbi Akiva is being Mekabel, O Malcha Shemayim, he's talking to his Talmidim. This is the greatest Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad ever recited. And it sounds like Rabbi Akiva was mafsik in the middle of Shema. That's Hilchas Kriya Shema 101. You can't be mafsik in the middle of the first Brachas Kriya Shema. Azoi freaked the Ben Yoyada. Says the Ben Yoyada, in order to fully appreciate this Gemara, you have to know the rest of the story. And he says it's mentioned b'ikker in a Medrash Mishlei, and he goes on and he says as follows. Says the Ben Yoyada, Yodua, Shehu Nechbash Be'el. Rabbi Akiva was taken into Tfisa and Chodesh Elul, the Nifter B'Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Akiva was Nifter on Yom Kippur. From the day that Rabbi Akiva was taken into captivity, he was put on death row, until Yom Kippur, every single day he would have to stand in front of the Rasha. And they would torture him every single day. And at the time that they would torture him, every single day he thought, he thought that that was the day that he was going to die. And after this episode, they would put him back in his cell, his Talmidim would come, and they would talk to him. And that's when this conversation happened. They told him, Rabbi Adkan, and he said, Kol Yom HaYisi Mitztar HaMikrazeh. It happened after he had said, Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokeinu HaShem Echad, thinking that he was going to die at that time, and he came to say that no. That this is when they're discussing. Avobiyem Akipurim Shabai Niftar Be'emes, the day that Rabbi Akiva finally was killed. Like Bo Talmidav, his Talmidav didn't come. Kiyem Avaydehu, they were in shul, they were davening. Va'afilu Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, even Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, who was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, and he was Mishamish Rabbi Akiva during those final moments. Shayim Mishamshay Bekeva Bechol Yoyim Lahavi Layachila Loi Bo Biyem Akipurim. Rabbi Akiva Hayagam came betaynes. Ve'nu Tzarichloi, he didn't need Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi. Ach Oisei Ayoyim Niftar Sheyotzei Nafshay Be'echad Ve'chsir Oisei LeBeis Asurim. As the Romans took his body, they put it back in Beis Asurim. The Gazru, and they made a Gzeira, Shla Yuchal Lava Yacha, Lokacha Soysu Lekoivra. Then nobody's allowed to bury Rabbi Akiva. Achabol Yozach Latoiv. The Gila Adovel Rabbi Shua Garsi. Until Yonavi came, and he was Megalit Rabbi Shua Garsi. The Hochu Shneim, the Beis Asurim. And they went together to the Beis Asurim. Ume Eis Hashem Hoya Shenofle Tardei Malkulam. And Hashem performed a miracle. That the guards, they fell asleep. The Nichlis Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shua came in. The Notle Yal Ksefa, he put him on his shoulders. The Loi He Kitzoi. And it didn't wake him up. Eliyahu and Navi together with Shua Arsi, they carry Rabbi Akiva the whole day and the whole Achshuba Isai Laila Gili Tveria until they came to Tveria. V'olu alahar and they climbed the mountain. V'niftach hamara lefne, and another miracle happened. a cave opened up for them. Verosha mita, they saw a bed, veshulchan and a table, umanoira, a candelabra, a leichter, maise yedei shamayim. Vesomos Rabbi Akiva lamita, veyotsu when they left. Vetekev nistama orim yedei shamayim. And then miraculously, the cave closed. Veloi nishra ela raka ma'ora achitzoin apsucha, asher ato ha'oilim nechnasim ba. And they were left with the ma'ora, says the Ben Ishchai, which is where people go today, when they go to Miron Tzvas Tveria, when they go to the cave of Rabbi Akiva. Ukeniska zeb ben medrash mishlei ayin shams. And now you know a little bit of the rest of the story. Taka didn't happen then. That time when it was Yotzei Nishmas of Echad, of course Rabbi Akiva wasn't mafsik. But this was something that had gone in Gantzu Chodesh Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, Aser Sivei Tshuva, until Yom Kippur. Every day the story would repeat itself. Rabbi Akiva would give his Talmidim chizik, kol yomai ayisim etztair amikrozeh. But of course the day that he finally was killed, Hashem Yom Kippur, which was on Yom Kippur, then it was Yotzei Nishmas Be'echad, then there was no Hefsek. Either way, that's a little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to Rabbi Akiva. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so we had here in Gemara for the second time in a few dafin, and that is, Ma'idich Siv Ayerev Ayivoyke Yoy Mashishi, Melamed Shisa Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'is Ebreishis Va'omar Imekab Yisrael Satera Mutav, Ve'im Lav Achser Eschem, what was the context on Daf Gimel? The context was, Hashem's going to want to reward the tzaddikim, the yidin, for being Isaac Petaira. But we're going to need someone to say Eidos. Because who's going to say Eidos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einav Meir Dabanoi. Shemayim Varetz Yo'idu, says the word that also Pasol Eidos. Then Egei Bedavar. Why? Because Amloi Berisi Yayimim Shal V'layla. Chukish Mayim Varetz Al-Sambi, because it is Gemara. So you see that being that Klai Yisrael's accepting of the Torah was going to determine the fate of Shemayim Varetz. So it comes out, Shemayim Varetz is Negei Bedavar. If they're Negei Bedavar, so they're postulators. The Marsha, in Chedushi HaGadlus, is Ma'orer, a Gevaldig Ha'ara. He says, I don't understand. Shemayim Varetz needed Klai Yisrael to be Mekabel the Torah in order for them to survive. But that happened. It happened on Yom HaShishi, or maybe Yom HaShvi, Moshe was Moshe of Yom HaVidayta, but that's bygones, that's in the past, that happened already. Right now, La'osud Lavoi, when they need to testify about Klai, so they're not Negei Be'edus anymore. Something happened thousands of years ago. At that point, there would have been a Negei Be'edus. At that point, it would have been in their interest to say Eidus on behalf of Klai Yisrael, because they have this negius. They want the Yidden to accept the Torah. Like this, they'll have a kiyum. But what happened 3,300 years ago is negeya right now. Where's the negius? Says the Mashal Chiddush. I think it's a Chiddush in Hilchos Eidos that you see from here. That being that there was once a negius, even though the negius technically is not here right now, that's enough to make them noigim the Eidos, and that's the beer in the Gemara of Yedazar, Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph. You have to understand it in light of Chesha Mishpat, Zimel Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and all these sugyas of negeya the Eidos. Either way, that's the Marsha. But I was thinking, L'chura, Pshat and the Gemara is Mistama Pashin, and it's based on Yisoid from Chaim V'Lajan Nefesh HaChaim, where Chaim V'Lajan says that just like the Gemara says, that had the Yidden not accepted the Torah, Chuk Yishamayim V'Aretz Leisamti, the same is true on a moment-to-moment basis. And if there would ever be a moment that the Yidden would stop learning Torah, the world would cease to exist. The Kabbalah Satorah was necessary for the world to continue to exist. But it was actually something that would need to happen on a constant moment-to-moment basis in order for the world to continue to exist. And in Loi Berisi Yoyma V'Layla, one moment, Chuk HaShemayim V'Aretz Loi Samti. And Reb Chaim V'Lajan says that's where there always has to be one person somewhere in the world learning. Because if there's ever a moment where there isn't one person learning, it's all over. Everything comes to an end. The Velt says that Avni Nezer's father once said that it was Niskala to him that the reason he was like to have a son to Avni Nezer was a Goyin HaGoyinim. The reason he was like to have such a son is because one night it was Purim, and he was the only person in the world that was learning. Say he was keeping up the entire world, and he had the schus of kol ha'olam nizan b'shulchanina b'ni, so to speak. The entire world was there for him, and it was neskaltim. That's why he was leicha to have a son, Avni Nezer. But the point is it comes out then that this negius of Shemayim Varetz isn't just something that happened in the Avar, but this is something that's timidi, it's constant. The Shemayim Varetz needs the Yidden to learn Torah. Their fate is totally in Klai Yisrael. If their fate is totally in Klai Yisrael, middle of the Negev, not just because of what happened thousands of years ago, but they're actually Negev Eidus on a constant basis. Just one final Ha'ara. Actually, listen a little bit more Gemara, we'll come back to it. So, to Gemara Vayter, Tanu Rabbana, Mi Yitein, V'hoya Levavam Zeh Lohem. Abba Lamayisha Yisrael.
Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Kfuye Toivo, B'nei Kfuye Toivo.
So this is Pasuk, the context is in Parshas Vaschanan. It's right after Maimed Har Sinai. The Yidden accepted the Torah. And Hashem is looking at Klal Yisrael, and they're like, wow, they're gevaldik. They're on such a high madrigo. Halavai miyitein v'ho, levavim zai. Wish they would be this way forever. And Klal Yisrael doesn't say anything. Says the Gemara, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you're Kfuye Toivo. Why? You know what Klal Yisrael should have? They should have been quiet. They should have told Hashem, you want us to be on this madrega forever? So do we. We also want to be on this madrega forever. So they should have told Hashem that halavai, you allow us, you facilitate it for us. Why didn't they do it? They didn't do it because they were kafir toiv. Because by them doing that, they would be acknowledging that everything that they've done was all from Hashem. And they didn't want that. So they were on some level being kafir toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that they were being kafir toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu comments to them. He tells them, Yeh kfuyei toiv. Additionally, kfuyei toiv, another place where you find clients were kafir toiv, the ksivet nafshenu katsa belechem ha-kaloikel. You see that nafshenu katsa belechem ha-kaloikel. They were talking about the man as if it was some inferior thing. The man was gevaldik. They were kafir toiv. They were b'nei kfuyei toiv, the ksivet yishash. When Hashem asked, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? He says, oh, the woman that you gave me, that she's the one. Kafui Toiv, I gave it to you. She was supposed to be an Ezer Kenegdai, and now something that you should be Makri Toiv for, to the contrary, you're being Kafui Toiv. Either way, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu refers to. Af Moshe Rabbeinu lay Ramzalem, Lisrael, El Achar Bom Shana, Shenema, Va'ilach Eschem, Bamidbar Bom Shana, Viksiv, Lay Nasan Hashem, Lachem, Lay Vigoyma. This Teichacha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Yidden, that you were Kafui Toiv, you know when he gave it to them? At the end, right before they left. The end of 40 years. Why did it take Moshe Rabbeinu 40 years? Say Chazal, because on some level Moshe Rabbeinu was also a little bit kafui toiv. That he didn't either fully appreciate the depths of what Klal Yisrael, it sounds like a subtlety, but the depths of Klal Yisrael not responding and not telling Hashem, you know what, you want us to be this way forever? Make us this way. You have the power to do that. There was a level of a kafui toiv mitzad Klal Yisrael not wanting to acknowledge that their success came from Hashem. And on some level, Moshe Rabbeinu is complicit as well. That's why he doesn't give them teichacha right away. It takes them 40 years. Either way, Zakti Gemara, we mentioned this pasuk. The pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, Va'oilach Eschem, Arbon Shana, V'loi Nosan Hashem Lochem Lev Lodas, V'inayim Lirois, V'aznayim Lishmoya, Adayim Hazeh, Omar Rabba, well-known Gemara, Shmami, no, we see from here, Leikoi Inish Adayte de Rabbe, Adarbon Shin. It takes a person 40 years until he can be Oymed, Al das rabbi, because the pasuk says v'lo nasan Hashem lochem lev lo das. You didn't fully understand ada yom hazeh. What was yom hazeh 40 years after Kabbalah Zateira? So you see, it takes a person 40 years until he could reach the level of understanding his rabbi. Am Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Not. My Dikseva Shreichem Zayir Al Kol Mayim Mishalchei Regel Hashar V'Chamot. Hashem Yisrael, b'zman she'iskim b'Torah for gemilas chasadim, when the Yidden learn Torah and they do chesed, Yitzra masr b'yadam, they're able to overcome the Yitzara. They ain't hamis rumiyad Yitzra, and to the contrary, they don't fall in the trappings of their Yitzara. Shenem Hashreichem zayrei al kol mayim bein tzriya letztaka. Shenem azir lechem letztaka v'kitzra l'vichas. Shenem mayim el Torah. Shenem ar hoy kol tzama l'chula mayim. That when a Yid learns Torah and he does chesed, he's able to overcome his Yitzara. When he doesn't, he's not able to overcome his Yetzer. So we all know the Gemara Kedushin. Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Teira Tavla. So you ask the man on the street, how do you overcome your Yetzer? Teira. Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Teira Tavla. But now you know the rest of the story. There's another Gemara here. The Gemara says, Bizman She Yisrael Oiskim B'Teira, Ubi Gemilas Chasad. Interesting. So not only is Teira a Shmira Kineged Yetzer, but Chesed is also a Shmira in the Yetzer. What's the end of the Pasuk? Mishalchei Regel Ashar V'Chamar. This is, of course, of the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamach fame. V'shilach es be'iroi is regel. How do you know that? Mishalchei regel. Ashar v'hachamar. Tanit v'eliyo. La'ilam yasim adam atzmei al divrei Torah. A person should always give himself over to the Torah. Kishar la'oil. As if an ox does to its yoke. U'kechamar l'masai. And like a chamar does to its packages. Meaning a person has to be ready to toil. And harav in learning. To be amul batera. In order for him to fully reach his potential and the madrigas that he can through learning Torah. Either way, two more ha'aris. The first ara is working backwards. So we had here the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shma mina, like koi inish adaiti de rabbi adar bamshe. It takes a person 40 years in order for him to fully be oimed on das rabbi. Where do you see that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'loi nosen Hashem lochem leiv lo das, V'inayim liroiz, V'znayim lishmai adayim azeh. And what was this? This is at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. So you see, it took 40 years for the yin to reach the level to where they were able to fully appreciate their rabbi. The Mishnah says, Ben Arboim Labino. What's the Makar to Ben Arboim Labino? Says the Rav Bar Tanura, say the Mefarsha Mishnayis. It's learned out from this pasuk. 40 years. It took 40 years for the Yidden to be Oymed Al Das Rabbim. In order, so you see from there, Ben Arboim, when you turn 40, then you're going to have Bina. Freit the Taisus Yontif, the obvious question. What's this Kasha? Ben Arboim Labino sounds like, when a person turns 40, when he had his 40th birthday, starts becoming a little bit wiser. By the way, Pashim Shad is, because that's when your physical being starts waning a little bit, and as a result, your intellect starts taking over. But it's age. When a person turns 40, that's when he starts becoming a little bit smarter. Ben Arbam Labino, what does it have to do with this limud? This limud is the pshat that the Yidden, who had been makabel the Torah 40 years ago, they had a Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 years. After 40 years of learning, but what does it have to do? Where do you see that Ben Arbam Labino? Ben Arbam Labino is age. That has nothing to do with age. They either were 40, they weren't 40 years old. Some were 50, some were 60, they were whatever they were. But they weren't 40 years old. If they weren't 40 years old, where do you see from there Ben Arbam Labino? Says the Tosfos Yontif, I believe that this is a makar to a very famous chida, a very famous enigma. And that is, Chazal say, Gershon is Gayer. How do you know Gershon is Gayer? What's the Makar? Says, I believe this is the Makar. Every single Yid was Megayer by Maimon Har Sinai. If they were Megayer by Maimon Har Sinai, how old were they 40 years later? They were all 40 years old. Because Gershon is Gayer is Kikotin Shenoyladami. So the meter starts all over again. It starts ticking again. So now they're all 40 years old. And now the pasuk says, V'lei nasan Hashem lochem leiv l'das adayim azeh. So you see, for me, I'm a kar, Ben Abraham Labino. But you see Ben Abraham Labino. You see, if you learn with a Rebbe for 40 years, but where in this pasuk do you see anything about the age of 40? That says every single yid was 40 years old. They all were born, so to speak, when they were Megayer by Maimon Har Sinai. As a result, 40 years later, they were all 40. Thus, this could be a Makar to Ben Arbam Labino. The emes is that this idea of Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shenoyladami, since you do the Chassam Sofer, it's actually in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, we've spoken this out in the past. The Chassam Sofer in his Pirish, Amasechta Zavodah Zarah says, Yogati Harbe, Veloy Matsasi, Minoli the Rabbanon Had, Kikotin Shenoyladami. Had Chazal know Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shenoyladami, a Russian of the Chassam Sofer. Yogati Harbe, Veloy Matsasi, usually Yogati or Matsasi Tamen, Yogati Veloy Matsasi Al Tamen. But the Chassam Sofer says, this was an exception. Yogati Harbe, no less dramatic. V'loy matzasi says minolei l'rabbanon ha dikakon shenoy l'dami. The Chassam Sofer says that he thinks it's learned out from the parsha of Gezel Ager. So Gezel Ager you give to the kehanim because the ger has no yarshim. He says maybe that's the makar, that why does he have no yarshim? Must be kikon shenoy l'dami. That's why he's starting all over again. But al kaponim, that's the Chassam Sofer's nusach. Yogati harbe v'loy matzasi. Mei Simcha in Meshech Chachma in Parshas Veschanim brings the Chassam Sofer. His lashon is Chassam Sofer bechidush of Lavoi Dezora Kosav ki neskashe kol yomav mei heichon hoitziu Chazal ha de Gershon eskayer kikotin shenoy l'dami. Says Rameir Simcha uledaiti pashit. I think it's pashit. I have no shayla. We're the Chazal got it from. You know where they got it? From the pasuk that we mentioned in Amud Aleph. The pasuk says it right after Har Sinai. So the Yidden had to be purged from their wives for 3 days. And what does Hashem tell the Yidden? Shuvu lachem lo'yolechem. Freit Rameh Simcha lo'yolechem. We know that the Yidden were married to Harayas. He said his lashon is Amram Yoichiach Shegadol Hadar Haya VeNasa Daydasa. So how are they now able to be Shuvah Lachem Lo Yalechem? How are they able to go back to their tents, to go back and be with their respective mishpachas? Wasn't there an Isra Arayas? The teretz is Gershon Iskayer Kikotin Shenoy L'Dami. So says Rameir Simcha Uladaiti Poshut. It's Poshut that this is where he got it from. He got it from this pasuk of Shuvu Lachem Lo Yalechem. Either way, that's the first Torah. The second Gemara, so we will say it over B'kitzer, we don't have time to really go into it, and that is that the Gemara said in Amal Aleph a whole discussion, and that is that Shlokish said that had the Yidden not sinned by the Chet Eidim, nobody would ever die. The Gemara says, really, it's a machloikis, a braisa this way, a braisa that way, huda amar ki haitana, but a whole discussion on whether or not there would have been Misa ba'ila had the Yidden not sinned by the Chet Eidim. What's the beer? What's the pshat? What's the tzad that had the Yidden not sinned by the Chet Ego, there wouldn't have been Misa in the world? I think the pshat's Pashat. I think it's Pashat Ad L'moed. We all know that Adam HaRishon was not supposed to die. Had Adam HaRishon not sinned, there wouldn't have been Misa in the world. But Adam HaRishon did the Aver, the Eitz Hadas, and because of that, Hashem tells him, as a result, Afarato, Afatoshuv, because of that, at some point, you're going to have to die. Chazal say that when the Nachash was ba al chava hitl ba zuhama. There was a certain zuhama, there was a certain shmutz, ra, that the Nachash gave chava. And this is, of course, based on the rest of the story. That when the Nachash got chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, there was also an avera of arayos that took place. The Lashon HaPasuk is Hanachash Heshiyani. Chazal say Miloshin Nesuin, that there was an element of Nesuin that took place, and the Nachash was Matal Zera, Zuama into chava. And that Zuama was what created the Tumah that man had after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. It was a physical Tumah. There was something very, very real. But Chazal say, Yisro Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, Pasku Zuamasam. When the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, that Zuama that had entered the guf of Chava, that became part and parcel of the DNA of a human being, that was gone. It ceased to exist. That Zuama went away until the Chet Ha'egel. When the Chet Kayisol sinned by the Chet Ha'egel, they got back that Zuama that the Nochosh was matal into Chava by the story of the Eitz Hadas. Why is it that after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, a person was supposed to have to die? Chaim Volozhin says, Dvarim Neflam. He says that the Inyan is that really, we know that Mipi Elyon Leitetze Hara, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem doesn't punish anybody. So the fact that all of a sudden, after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, there had to be Misa in the world, it can't be that it was a punishment. Elo Perushoi, Sha'yidei Acholcha Mimenu, after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Nis'ariv Bazuama Shal Ra. The Zuama caused Ra, and the only way it was going to be possible for that Ra to leave a person was Ayidei Misa. There was going to be no natural way to do it. And for that reason, a person had to die. So let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. The reason there's Misa in the world is because of the Eitz Hadas. What's the reason that the Eitz Hadas caused Misa? It was the Zuama. And the only way to get rid of the Zuama was going to be Ayidei Misa. When the Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, what happened at that point? Paska Zuamasam. If it was Paska Zuamasam, then it's Achen Kadam Tumusun. It's Me'elion Kolchem. Now at this point, you're like Malachim. You're back to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. You don't have the Zuama. You don't have the Zuama. You don't need the Misa. Because of the Chet Ha'egel, now it was Chazru Zuamasam. It was Chazru Zuamasam. I think that's Pash Pshad. And Reish Lakish, again, was saying it very much B'kitzer. Maybe we'll go through it in greater detail at another time. But either way, so that we don't fall behind this week, just a little bit more Gemara. So we now return to our regular program, and that is Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So Masechtas Avodah Zarah began Lifnei Eideyan Shal Ovdei Kechavim Shloisha Yomim Aser Lases Velases. So we now let it do business with an Ovdei Avodah Zarah for 3 days before his Yontif. And the reason is because we're afraid that if you're going to sell him an animal, for example, maybe he's going to take that animal, he's going to use it for his Avodah Zarah, or he's going to sell something to you, you're going to give him money, he's going to take the money and he's going to buy takrevis in yoni avodah zarah. So this is all a halacha related to avodah zarah. Again, we'll see this in very great detail on Davov. But for now, Frank the Gemara, Bibi and Kulehai, it sounds like that if you are on the lookout, you want to buy an animal for avodah zarah, you usually stop planning for it 3 days before you're going to need it. And that's why, lefnei eidei, and shalayv dekechavim, shalayv shayyam, and already you can't give them an animal. Faith to Gemara, is that true? Mipinam kulei habitam, we learned to the Mishnah, barba program Mishnah, there's 4 days in the year. Hamoicha behemel lechaveiro, if somebody sells a behemel to his friend, sarach lo idioi, you need to tell him, ima macharti lishchait, bita macharti lishchait. So we're familiar with the halacha. It says in the Torah, v'shoir oiseh, oiseh v'es benoi, loiseh shchata b'yoymechad. You're not allowed a shecht, a shoir or a seh on the same day. Meaning a shor, a seh, and its child. So for example, if you shechted the mother, you can't shech the child. If you shechted the child, you can't shech the mother. And this sister, by the way, doesn't have to be the same person. If Reuven shechted the mother, Shimon can't shech the child. Or if Reuven shechted the child, Shimon can't shech the mother. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to shecht oisoi ve'es benoi b'yoy mechad. It's for that reason, there were certain days, if somebody was going to sell something, there was like an umdana, it was for sure that the person that was buying it, the end user, was going to shecht it that day. So if you shechted the mother, you now have to tell the person that's buying the child, by the way, I sold the mother today, or I shechted the mother today. Because it's pretty, usually somebody buys something, maybe he's putting it in storage, maybe he's going to save it for supper tomorrow, or the next day. But there are 4 days of the year that if somebody buys something, we know for sure he plans on using it that day. What are those 4 days? The Elohim, Erev Yontav Achron Shel Chag, Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev the first day Pesach, the Erev Atzeres, it's Erev Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yisrael Glili, Av Erev Yom Kippur, Koin Rav Yisrael Glili, even Erev Yom Kippur Begalil, because these were all times where people used to eat a lot. The first three are Erev Yontav, Erev Rosh Hashanah is also a Yontav, Rashi says, and in Galil they used to prav a big sudas on Erev Yom Kippur, but the bottom line is, what do you see? That when a person is buying food and he needs it, he usually buys it that day. Because you see that what's the day you have to be worried about Oisev Es Benoi? On Erev Yontif Mamish. Why don't you have to be worried 3 days before? That being that people are going to need it for Yontif, so a day before, 2 days before, 3 days before, you should already have to say Ibn Macharti Lishchay. Because presumably, people don't prepare their animals 3 days before they need it. They prepare it on the day that they're going to need it. So the Gemara says, why by Avodah Zarah? We worried already 3 days that the person's taking the animal for Avodah Zarah. And how come when it comes to being chayish for Oisev Es Benoi, for these big sudas that people used to prav on Erev Yontif, are you only worried about it for that day? Says the Gemara, Hasan Tla Krava, over there where they're buying it like Krava being in Tlasi Yaini. If someone is buying an animal for Avodah Zarah, he prepares for it for 3 days. That's why 3 days already you have to be concerned maybe he's using it for Avodah Zarah. Well, but when it comes to eating it, there it's different. But fake the Gemara, like Krava Sagi Betlasi Yaimi. For Krava is 3 days enough, you should need more time. By the time we looked at the Mishnah, Shalom, Bilchas, Pesach, Kedem, Pesach, Shalom, Yaim. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Leimish, Tei Shabbos, so you start preparing for Pesach, 2 weeks, according to Shimon Gamliel, a month, Shalom, Yaim, according to the Chacham. What's the reason? It's because you have to know all the halachas as it relates to the bringing carbonus. If you have to know the halachas bringing carbonus, and it takes so long, you need 30 days to prepare, you need 2 weeks to prepare. So for Avodah Zarah, the halacha should be even 30 days before Eidayim, or 2 weeks according to Rav Shimon Gamliel before Eidayim, then it should be us. So the Gemara, and the Shechichi, Mumim, the Pasli, Afil, the Badukish, Abayim, Bina, Tlasi, Yemen. We, who, there's a lot of Mumim that are problematic when it comes to a carbon. So there's a lot of Mumim that are problematic. Even Dukin Shabayim, if there's a little issue with the eye, it's already possible. So you need 30 days to go through all the halachas. But Inu, the Mechusar, Ever, Islu. But by Goyim, but when they bring Avodah Zarah, it's true they're not going to bring an animal that has a real mum. Mechusar Eiver, for example. It's like a leg, they're not going to bring it. But little subtleties they're not so worried about. Plus, a misagi, 3 days is enough. How do you know that a ben noyach who brings a carbon is not allowed to bring a mechusar eiver? The context over there is the two of the behemoth tmeis that noyach brought into the teva. Amr Torah, we learn from the pasuk mikol achai. Haba behema shechayin rosh nevarim shalah. That the only behemoth that would be kosher for a carbon, which by the way is a pella, because the pasuk is describing the behemoth tmeis. The ksherim, Noach took 7 because he was going to bring karbanos from it. The tmeim, he only took 2. It was just the kiyum amin. But it wasn't necessary to bring more than that because you weren't going to bring karbanos. And we're learning a raya and hilchas karbanos, albeit a b'nei noyach, from the behemoths tmeis. But mikol achai we learn, bring a behemoth, shechayin rosh yevarim shalah, who's rosh yevarim, it's not missing any limbs. So what do you see from here? That a benoyach can't bring if it's mechoser ever. But all these other movement are not issues. So Benayach needs 3 days just to make sure it's not Mechusar Eiver. We need Shlishim Yoyim Koydim Achak. But the Gemara says, how can you learn from that pasuk that Benayach is not allowed to bring a carbon? That's Mechusar Eiver. I need that pasuk to teach me something else. Michal Achai teaches me that it can't be a treifa. So the Gemara, no. Treifa the loy melechaya zera nafk. It's learned from another pasuk, also by Noyach. It says over there, lechaya zera, and we learn from there, it has to be able to have children. A treifa can't have children. But the Gemara says, honey, chalamandam a treifa emi aledes. That's true, if you hold a treifa, can't have children. Elamandam a treifa aledes, my yikil meimar. So the Gemara says, amakra, there's another miut of treifa. It says, itcha b'day melecha. Noyach, take animals that are like you. What does it mean like you? Noach wasn't a treifa. But the Gemara says, maybe Noach was a treifa. And when it says itcha, maybe faker, maybe even bring animals dafka that are treifas. The Gemara says, you can't tell me Noach was a treifa. Because Tomim ksivbe. It says he was a tamim, but the Gemara says tamim doesn't mean physically. Maybe he was a treifa, but he was tamim bedrach. By the way, it's a pella. How could Noach have been a treifa? A treifa can't live Yud Beis Chodesh. Noach lived a lot longer than Yud Beis Chodesh. But the Gemara says tzaddik sibei. No, tzaddik means that he was righteous. Tamim maybe means physically, but the Gemara says maybe they both mean righteous. So why does the Torah have to say that he was a tzaddik and he was a tamim? Dilma tamim bedrachav, tzaddik b'maisav ha. But the Gemara says loy solgad aitich tenoich guvei treifah havi. Isol gadaich noich treifah havi. If Noach was a treifah, amalei rachmana kavaseich ayol shleimim light ayol. What the Torah is saying, Noach, bring animals that are treifahs. Doesn't make any sense. Dafka, treifahs. So must be that Noach was not a treifah. Noach wasn't a treifah. So we learned from there that itcha, the animals couldn't be treifahs. What does Mikol Achai teach me? It teaches me Hava behema shachayin rosh and evarim shalav. That's how we know that a mechusar eiver is possible for a benef. Ash the nafkalemi itcho lechayin zera. Lovely. Now that I have itcho, what do I need lechayin zera? The Gemara said, according to the Manu that says treifas any yedledes, how do I know that a treifas possible for a benayach? I learned it from lechayin zera. But if I hold that itcho is already makor, what do I need lechayin zera? So the Gemara, imi itcho, had it only said itcho, have I mean I would have thought it's safsa ba'alma. Vafilu zoke vafilu saris. I would have thought it's true. A treifa is not good because a treifa is going to die. But let's say someone's a zoke and he's an old man, or he's a saris, that should be kosher. Kamash malon, kasev rachman azera, to tell me even not a saris, even not a zakin, even that's possible lakrava. The bottom line is that you need 3 days only for a day of shalom to come. They don't need more than 3 days, because for them, what can't you bring already? Oh, it can't be a treifa, it can't be a mechusar eiver. 3 days is enough time. We need Shleishim Yom Kodem Achag to know the Hilchos of Pesach, the Hilchos of Karbanos. It's primarily related to Hilchos Karbanos. We'll see more about this tomorrow. We'll speak out some raid. But the bottom line is, that's why we need 30 days. But for the Bnei Noach, 3 days is enough.